people ask me, hey, how do you come up with all those wacky stories for TechLink? There's some weird words you say, like Google and Microsoft. How do you come up with those? And I don't know, I was just always creative. But if you think you can do better, TechLink is hiring writers. Check the link in the descript to apply.
You know how to use a semicolon?
It's important. Valve's Steam Deck has brought PC gamers a level of handheld gaming joy that they weren't sure they'd ever get. And that joy is only expected to increase if the company isn't lying in their newly released booklet. The PDF goes over Valve's company history and why they even bothered to make the Steam Deck in the first place, which could be beneficial to partners about to sell the console in Asia. But the real beneficial parts, for us, were the passages referencing new versions of the Steam Deck and calling the Deck and SteamOS a multi-generational product line.
Double-decker.
Ba-ba-bum! They release it, it's just a Big Mac. That makes it sound like a Steam Deck 2 is definitely in the works, although, knowing Valve, there absolutely will not be a Steam Deck 3, so they should probably just put 2-generational in there instead. You know what I mean?
Steam Deck 3 is fan fiction.
It's never gonna happen. Hey, and another fun thing, Valve included a reference to Linus and Alex slapping a heatsink on the back of the Deck, but then say they don't recommend it? Rude.
Get with the times.
NVIDIA's leather-loving CEO, Jensen Huang, told investors during the company's latest earnings call that Team Green is dealing with excess inventory of RTX 3000 GPUs. That sounds horrible. It's like Scrooge McDuck's money pool, but with graphics cards. It just hurts. So NVIDIA will be cutting prices of current-gen cards to make way for the RTX 40 series, which Jensen said he'd be revealing some details about at GTC in December.
Can't afford it.
This could be good news for PC gamers if retailers decide to pass on the savings, but anyone hoping to pick up a PS5 outside of the US isn't gonna be so lucky, as Sony announced they're raising the price of their consoles in non-American markets. Why? Inflation. It's an economic force. You can't do anything about it. It just happens.
Should we inflate?
Except Microsoft can do something, apparently. They said prices of Xbox consoles will not be rising, and Nintendo also said they wouldn't be raising the price of the Switch, because that would be insane. The console is 5 years old. Nintendo, you didn't need a press release for that one. What is wrong with this company?
They're the good guys, don't you see?
Don't worry, you're safe. We won't sue you. And a recent cyber attack is drawing interest not because of the amount of credentials compromised, but because of the amount of companies targeted. Although it's not a competition, put that laptop away. James is a secret hacker. What's your handle?
I'm a Russian asset.
More than 135 organizations, including DoorDash, Signal, and Cloudflare, were attacked by the campaign dubbed Octopus by security research firm GroupIB because of its connection with Okta, the single sign-on service used by the campaign's first victims. Login credentials for nearly 10,000 individuals were stolen by the hackers, who used relatively simple phishing tactics to compromise users' two-factor authentication using what? Say it with me. Text message-based 2FA. Use an authenticator app or a USB key, and these hacks are a lot harder to do, which is why Cloudflare in particular did not have any credentials compromised. Confiscate your parents' phones and get them up to speed. It's okay to reverse the power dynamic in this situation. I'm the boss now, Mom. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Epidemic Sound, provider of high quality, professionally produced music and sound effects for video creators, marketers, and I mean anyone in need of some bussin' beats, not mean?
Boy.
Epidemic has personal and commercial plans so you can get licenses to cover whatever medium you're working with. Choose from tens of thousands of diverse and original sound effects and tracks, and use Epidemic's ear feature to select specific portions of any track to search for similar music with the perfect sound you're looking for. Check out Epidemic's free 30-day trial and sign up at the link below.
Sound effects.
I want to use that track. Here's the part where a new TechLink writer would need to come up with something weird to say along with the phrase quick bits, like the wacky thing I just said. Very wacky. SpaceX has announced a partnership with T-Mobile to bring Starlink satellite internet connectivity directly to cell phones next year without requiring a dedicated dish.
We should call it XT.
Why?
SpaceX T-Mobile.
Okay. That's right, internet beamed right from space to your phone and Tesla vehicles later on at the blazing speed of 2 to 4 megabits per second, shared with anyone else in your cell zone. That might be just enough bandwidth to check Elon's Twitter to see what sick meme he just reposted from Reddit.
Gotcha, and when, SEC.
And when you're out in the boonies with no coverage, that could be just what you need to carry on despite the dehydration. Now, what did he tweet? Yeah. Speaking of people who have been on Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg casually mentioned to Joe that Meta's next VR headset will be launching in October. Other rumors point to said headset almost certainly being Project Cambria, a model that's geared more towards professional work use cases than gaming. And that makes sense, given just how unfun Meta's virtual worlds are looking right now. There's no slaying dragons at work unless the dragon is the drop in our Q3 numbers, Carl!
You don't need good graphics at the office.
1v1 me in Beat Saber now, or you're fired. Google's brilliant plan to merge its Duo and Meet chat apps into one has had a very expected hiccup. People don't understand what's happening. So after rebranding Duo as Meet and adding an original label to the original Meet, Google has re-added the Duo app as a shortcut to the new Meet, which could sit beside the actual app icon for new Meet and the old Meet bracket original.
I get it.
James is like, oh, finally, makes sense. Nice one, Google. This sucks. You suck. How long have you had to figure this out? Like a decade? What is this? Do better. You suck. Google prides themselves on finding and notifying other big tech companies of security flaws in their products, but well, well, who just waltzed in but Microsoft, who found a flaw in Chrome OS,
you suck.
Which could be remotely exploited by messing with audio metadata. Google has already fixed the exploit, which was actually reported months ago, but man, they were probably so embarrassed when they did that. Oh, this is our job, okay.
You suck.
You suck. And Corsair is contributing to the whole weird monitor trend that's going on right now with the launch of the Xenon Flex, a 45-inch, 21x9 ultra-wide OLED gaming monitor that can bend its display to transform from a flat screen to a curved screen. Ploof did this on Short Circuit.
I touched it too.
How did it feel?
Wrong.
Curvy? You can even grab the sides and pull it in yourself to customize the amount of curvature up to an 800R curve. They couldn't let it go any more than that though, or you'd be sucked into the game world. And trust me, you don't want to get stuck in there.
With Mark Zuckerberg.
Finally, a friend. And Monday is not like Friday, which is why you should come back then for more tech news. Who knows what delights await? Tech news? It's, yeah, so.
You suck.
Not you, Google.